Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for university, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's football team? Or raise funds for a small business, a charity, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yesterday, I went home because over the weekend, I eat trash food. We know this. I had a Totino's pizza Sunday night at like 9 o'clock at night.
Really?
So I like to turn things around on Monday. You know what I mean? I make a conscious effort to eat clean starting Monday. And so yesterday, I was all ready to make this recipe that I found with chickpeas because they have a lot of protein. And I've been trying to eat things that have a lot of protein that aren't just meat and meatless Mondays. Like, chickpeas are perfect for that.
I'm a fan of the chickpea.
Yeah,
not
me
gonna
too.
Lie.
Like, I didn't realize. First of all, they taste like beans. I wasn't expecting
because
they are. They're just beans. I didn't realize that, but they are very tasty and they're not as strong as like a black bean. You know, so I'm
right.
a big fan.
You can actually warm up just a little bowl of chickpeas in the microwave. Throw some salt and pepper on them,
yeah.
and just and a glass of water. You're gonna
yeah.
need a glass of water.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you can hork those down, no problem.
Yeah, and they're super good.
You'll be
for
pooping
you.
For weeks.
Lots of fiber, lots mm-hmm. of protein, lots
yep,
of good
yep.
stuff. In there,
regular.
But I was planning on making this recipe that I saw. Now, again, I scroll on Facebook a lot and look at their food reels. So I saw this on Facebook, and it was essentially chickpeas, and then you have a sweet potato. So you make sweet potatoes, and then you take those sweet potatoes, a can of coconut milk, and some curry seasoning, and you make it in your Ninja. So you make a sauce, and then you cook your chickpeas in this sweet potato coconut milk curry sauce, and you eat it all with naan. And it is like...
So hold on.
Oh,
is it
so
skin and all, or do you scoop it
oh,
out
yeah,
the
no. well,
skin
the,
and all?
The recipe said take the skin off, but that's where all the nutrients lie.
I would leave skin on.
So I left the skin
especially
on.
Especially if it's going in the Ninja.
Exactly. So I'm going to leave the skin on. But here's the thing is last night I was so ready to make this. And I was at the grocery store the other day getting everything. And I'm like, oh, I totally have curry powder. I totally have paprika. And then I got home and I remembered I did buy paprika and curry powder for my friend's house when I cooked for Thanksgiving. So I didn't have any of the seasonings
oh,
needed
no.
for my curry chickpeas. And I was like, well, we're going to call an audible. Pivot. And so I made Marry Me chickpeas because that is just essentially a garlic, sun-dried tomato, white wine sauce. And then you cook the chickpeas in that. So last night, I changed things up and I made the chickpeas in this Marry Me chicken sauce. Oh my gosh.
Pretty tasty.
It was so good.
So you're putting the chickpeas in the sauce. Do
yeah.
they go in the oven then?
No.
After
you
Ninja
have them on,
it?
No. So I didn't use
I'm
the Ninja
so
for
lost.
That. I know. I created a lot of
I'm still stuck on where your curry
so
powder is.
I was going to make
and
the,
why it's at a friend's house.
Yeah,
why would somebody go out and buy curry powder and take it to a friend's house and leave it? I'm still very confused by this situation and this scenario.
Remember, I had to make stuff for Thanksgiving, and so I bought all these spices.
No. See,
and I brought them over to my friend's house.
But that's,
and in my mind, I'm like, clarifying. I did just buy paprika. Where is it? I'm like, oh, I bought it for them.
Yeah, gotcha. Because
yeah.
I've never
now
been in any
it.
Sort of circumstance where I had pockets full of garlic powder and yeah. I brought it to a buddy's house and left it on his coffee table.
Did you make Thanksgiving for him?
But no.
Now you know.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay.
All right.
So when I figured out I didn't have these seasonings, I had to pivot. I already had the sweet potatoes in the Ninja. I had to take them out and put them in a container so I can make them tonight.
Unbelievable.
So, but yeah, I had to switch. Ingredients and recipes there, and so the Mary.
What an
Me
exciting
chickpeas,
evening for you!
It was so good.
God, we got to find you a boyfriend. We really need to find you a hobby or some friends.
What
is
do you
there
mean?
A group that you can join?
I don't know. What you're
a pottery
about.
Group, a yoga class,
this
something you can do in the evening where you have friends.
But but
and camaraderie.
I had a problem, and then I fixed it. I don't know. Like,
you were at home fondling your chickpeas when you should be out meeting people. You should have been sitting at the bar at Olive Garden,
Katie. It was a Monday. Who sits at the bar at Olive Garden?
That's when you will meet your special someone, I guarantee you. Because you're going to find another dude who's at home fondling his chickpeas, going, what am I doing with my life? I need to go out and meet somebody. And that is when the magic happens.
Okay.
You'll both be sitting across from each other at the bar at Olive Garden, and that's where love will ensue.
Hey, show me your chickpeas, huh?
Yes.
Is that it? That's the pickup line?
Because if this is what you did last night,
why?
Good God.
I don't understand why it's a problem. Like, I had an issue, I fixed it, and I had a delicious meal
on
top of it.
It sounds tasty.
It was so good.
And I just want you to get some friends.
I do have friends.
Do you?
Yes. I made them
meals for Thanksgiving. Besides the ones that you go over and hang out, like for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's what you do
for. Do you have other friends?
Yeah.
Because they have a family and the kids.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you have single friends who are just...
Josh
out having
is my
fun.
Homie.
Getting a text.
Josh
yeah.
is sleeping with random women.
I know.
So you don't want to do that.
No, but we're homies.
Yeah.
Like, we do stuff other than
and
that.
And that's not
but
true,
Jeremy.
But you
have other female friends?
Yeah. Yeah. What? I don't
what do
know
they do on
the
Monday
problem.
Nights?
What? Why do I need to be out on Monday nights? Like, Monday night is
yeah,
when
that's
you
not
stay
when
home
you want to be out.
And you make your chickpeas.
Yeah,
that's the
yeah.
day you do it.
All right,
Meatless Monday.
People were texting in. They're like, no, we want to hear about the moose lips.
Yeah.
You can't tease the moose lips and not talk about the moose lips.
Yeah. I
so,
get it.
We're going to move on and talk about something else. No, Katie, tell us about moose lips.
Well, again, something that I do at home by myself is watch this show called Chef's Table.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so, it is just fascinating. It really highlights chefs around the world and how they've, you know, really talked about their cuisine and made it some of the best in the world. So they focused on this guy. His name was Vladimir, and he was in Russia, right?
Okay.
So he is a chef out there who's really trying to prioritize the old Russian dishes that made Russia famous, because I guess when like the 80s happened and everything, there were so many restrictions in that area that a lot of their cuisine was lost because they were just adopting what everyone else did. So French cuisine was huge in Russia because all of their, you know, food and the memories and just things like that, it was kind of like wasted away. So they didn't focus on that anymore. And they had this huge French influence and it kind of took over their whole cuisine. So Russian food, when you think about it outside of like a borscht, you know what I mean? There isn't a lot of Russian food that really
I can't even think of a Russian
Russia,
food.
Right, exactly. So this
I
is
don't
what,
even know what a borscht is.
Yeah, it's a soup
isn't that
made
a sports
of,
car?
No, it's soup made of beets. And so it's very vibrant purple. But it's one of their main dishes that they eat over there. And that's what like Russia's known for as far as their meals and stuff and their cuisine. So this guy, his whole purpose was to bring it to the forefront. And he did that with this old Russian recipe. And he said he became famous because he made moose lips at thing. And Russian moose lips, like, there are, I know, even saying it is so silly.
Isn't that when your best friend wears yoga pants that are too tight?
No, that's a different thing.
Okay.
That is a different
Jerry.
Thing.
All right. Okay.
But, you know, it definitely, it highlights a part of Russian cuisine that was kind
yes.
of forgotten about, and then
the
he
Russian
brought
moose
back,
lips.
And he made a Russian
hey,
moose
girl.
Lip dumpling.
Did
oh,
he?
Good.
He did.
Oh,
so
that sounds
that's
tasty.
That's how he, like, reinvented it, because back in the day, I mean,
shall
and
make
here's
a
the
dumpling.
Thing, on the show, they're
the
like,
people are asking for dumplings.
On the show, they show him just handling, like, moose.
His dumpling?
His dumpling.
Snout.
And snouts. Moose snouts.
So I will just, say, when you were talking about this, I looked it up, and it's, you know, whatever.
It's intense.
Eat the animal.
Yeah.
Eat the animal. You
exactly.
know,
and they don't waste any part
of the
animal.
But it's intense.
It is intense.
The snout of a moose laying on a table is intense.
It's crazy
it's
to look
at. It's hard
to
see.
And honestly, like, this show does a lot of that. Like, they'll bring a whole carcass out, and you just have a full-on cow head sitting on the table. And so I have to look away. It's like a scary movie. I'm like, I can't see that. And the Russian moose lips is part of it, because once they put those snouts down.
You can't.
And
I can't. I can't
oh,
even.
My God. And the moose lips, like, there's only a part of the lip that they can eat that you can consume, otherwise it's way too tough. So you really got to get
you
in
gotta
there.
You got to marinate the lips.
And get that, you know, cheeky meat.
You got to put it in the crock pot for 8 hours on low. Really
tenderize
the lips.
Tenderize those moose
lips. We shall put it in the crock pot.
You don't want tough moose lips.
We don't want tough moose lips.
You don't want that.
No tough moose lips.
But it just fascinates me what people eat around the world. And this is just one of those things.
And it's,
you know?
Again, it's one of those things where we're getting kind of cringy, but it might be delicious. If
yeah.
somebody
it might
puts
be.
It in front of you and doesn't tell you what it is, you're going to eat the hell out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And then after, it's like, guess
but
what you're eating.
But that's like a big thing. I know Nick Nack used to date a guy who was Russian, and they broke up because I'm way better.
Yeah, well,
and she said their big thing was a lot of tongue, so they would eat a lot of tongue and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never tried it. It might be tasty.
Well, and that,
it might
like,
be tasty.
There are, you know, I guess people around the world again who eat tongue, like cow tongue. What is
cow
that?
Tongue's a big one. Yeah.
And there's is it no? That's cow stomach is tripe. Lengua. That's what cow tongue is called. So it's like again, it is accepted across the world. But I mean, when you see it for the first time, it's definitely a little.
Once you see those moose lips, you can't take your eyes off them.
You'll never forget those moose
lips. Once you see them, you know, at Planet Fitness, you just can't take them.
Different kind of
different moose lips.
That's not it, Jeremy.
Consider changing.